This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are live at ISPW with, let's be real guys, gotta get the logo in there, my favorite wrestler right now on the independent, other than Vicious Vicky, of course, you know this, he is, can we throw him up, Anthony, that's it, man. Anthony, first ever podcast, welcome, how are you, bro?
First ever, glad to be here, thanks for the invite, man.
Yeah, dude, and, you know, long overdue, I know I always say that, man, but you have been watching the past couple years. Setting up the ring, yep. Putting in the miles, man. I love to see that hustle, working very, very hard, man. What's kind of your philosophy, man? Because we see you getting booked here at ISPW, get some shine at WrestlePro, Shotgun Thursday, man. Tell us what that's like for you.
I mean, it's incredible. Like, I started last June over at WrestlePro, Creator Pro New Jersey. I started back in February doing graphics for Tommy for ISPW.
Oh, you were doing the graphics.
Yeah, right. I was doing all the graphics as like an intern because I needed something for college credit. I reached out to Tommy, and he needed the hand, so I started coming to these events. And it's just been insane. Like, I try to be everywhere I can, learn everything about the business. I help out with GPW Productions, ring crew, referee, and now wrestling. So it's been incredible. It's been a year, almost a year now. And I've worked for some major companies doing some cool things, so it's awesome.
It's pretty cool, man, and it's good to see the hustle, man. You really deserve the opportunities. I'm just going to be real with you, Anthony, man. Not a lot of dubs, not a lot of W's, bro. That's okay, though. Did you get an official one?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, okay, soon. I got you. I thought you hadn't got one yet, but you are dealing with the likes of, you know, Vargas, Dark STG, the list goes on and on. Kerr was throwing you around. Yosefer L, man. I mean, you must be hurting, man. What do you got to change? I mean, obviously they're feeding you to the monsters. I'm gonna be real. But what do you got to change to get that dub?
I don't know. You know, I asked myself that, and you know, I just whoever's available is available. And if it's a giant, it's a giant. If it's not a giant, it's not. I don't know what it is, but you know, Anthony's not afraid of any challenger, any size, anyone. So if anyone out there even wants to go against me, I'm up for it. Any size.
Are you sure that's smart? You're just challenging anyone. You don't care.
Anthony versus anyone.
We got 80s Wrestling Con coming up. A lot of big names there. A lot of legends. A lot of our powerhouses here at ISPW. No fear.
No fear.
All right, man.
Anthony has no fear.
Respect. All right, bro. And I got to ask you this one because Frank from GoPro, I got a little feedback. Let's put it that way on social media. Frank said, you can't capitalize Anthony's name because he has yet to get a W, yet to get a win, which I don't know if that's like a rite of passage thing. I don't know if they're just messing with you. I'm sitting here, I learned something. Like, this is a wrestling thing, maybe. Is that just special for you? Is that them messing with you? What's going on with this lowercase A?
Yeah, everything in my name is lowercase, and I just have one name. That's how it is right now. I mean, maybe after I get that first win, it all uppercase. I think that's the deal with Frank right now. As soon as I get that first win, it'll be capital A, Anthony. But right now, it's just lowercase. I'm cool with it. You know,
okay.
If he doesn't have faith in me,
respect.
It is what it is. But either way, it still says Anthony, and I'm all Anthony.
Right. Anthony's Anthony. Okay, I respect that. Anthony, I got to ask you this one. As everyone's dribbling the ball around here, rocking and rolling. We're having some fun pre-show at ISPW, but you... When I saw you wrestle, because I knew you from working with GoPro, I knew you setting up the ring. When I saw you wrestle for the first time and some of these promos, I'm like, Anthony's, I don't know if underdog's the right word, pretty much fodder for a lot of these guys, man. When you came up with the persona, I'm sure a lot of the Creative Pro and WrestlePro guys helped you come up with that persona. Was it kind of like, hey, we're going to embrace this underdog thing. We're going to embrace, like, you being kind of like the smaller guy against these giants. We're going to embrace, like, this losing streak, man. Tell us a little bit about the philosophy, and you're cool with all that, man.
Yeah, I'm cool with everything. Again, who am I in wrestling, really? So, I mean, I'm cool with anything, really.
I like it.
So, my first match was July 7th at Shotgun Thursday night. WrestlePro
probably, right?
Against Vargas.
It's always Vargas. He's like
it
the
is.
First.
He's
that's
the first
right
guy.
Passage, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get that win before you get anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was Anthony Alexander at that time.
Okay.
And I had created my own gear and everything like that. And then I was in the back after my match, and Kevin, KM, he goes,
Yeah.
Well, what's your gimmick? So then I explain, first class Anthony Alexander. He's like, dude, you should just be Anthony. Like, just Anthony.
So it was KM who kind of like embraced
it. It was KM's idea.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, yeah, like, why be something that I'm not? I mean, I am Anthony. Why be Anthony Alexander when I can just be Anthony?
I'm not going to lie. I love it. And I'm having a ton of fun. I love it, man. Like I said, you're my favorite wrestler, other than Vicious Vicky. You're my favorite wrestler right now, man. I kind of love, like, the story. And, like, in the promos, you don't back down to anybody, no. Man. Even in the ring, you did an in-ring promo. Dude, talk to us a little bit about those in-ring promos, but more so, I believe you maybe did it with GoPro when you were calling out Yosef Rael and you were hunting for him. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, I just try to go and above and beyond for my promos. I try to do one for every match that is announced that I'm aware of ahead of time, just to get that promotion out there a little bit more, just to get my character out there a little bit more, get Anthony out there just as much as I can. And I just try to have fun myself. Like, if you listen to, like, anyone else talk that's done something in wrestling, they say just be yourself and have fun. So that's exactly what I try to go out there and do. So, I mean, hunting for a barbarian in the woods wasn't on a list of something I thought I would do in wrestling, but it happened. And then I faced him, and that happened too. But, you know, eventually I'll get that win over him.
He's scary.
As far as, like, the in-ring promo goes, you know, I was more nervous for that than Kerr. But then Kerr came out, and I got a little bit nervous. But then I stood up to him.
I liked when he tried
a headlock.
I was going to say, when you did that choke slam.
I was a hair away from beating Kurt.
Well, all right, bro, calm down. I wouldn't give you that much. I will say I popped when he tried to throw you down with the choke slam and you locked in the headlock.
Any,
I didn't see it coming.
Anything
okay,
possible.
I'll give you that. I'll give you
any
that.
Any little opening that I can find in a match,
yeah,
I'll
yeah,
use
yeah.
against my opponent.
I got you.
So the headlock, the beard tug.
Hold on,
it
the
worked.
Show. We got to stop the interview. I stand up for Ray Kalich. Oh, come on. He's big time in me. I'll say hi to Sarah. How are you? Good to see you.
Hello,
this
you?
Guy, Ray Kalich. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. I thought he was big time in me. The shining star. Come on in. There he is. Come on in. Handsome. I got to adjust the handsome filter. How are you, sir?
I don't need no filter. Look at his face. Look at his face. I don't need a filter. Look at the tan. Look at the teeth. Look at the beard. I got my extremely hot girlfriend over here, Soraya. We are in the building here for tonight
life.
For ISPW, and we're going to tear that house down.
Good luck
Did
tonight,
I
sir.
You guys? I'm sorry.
Good to see you. No, dude, please. Ray Kalichri. Red carpet with Ray Kalichri, 80s con.
That's
be
right.
there.
Be there.
I'll dress up for you, man. I don't
dude,
want I,
Don't do that. And you don't do this, okay? You gotta, like, you know.
He ain't wrong. He's the best dressed man in the building. Every time he comes in, man, I feel severely underdressed now. But Ray Kalichri, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt your interview, Anthony. But we always got to stand up for Ray Kalichri here. Speaking of fashion, man, you said you designed your own gear.
Yeah, all my gear up to this point.
I liked your gear, man. Kind of like almost like the MMA kind of shorts.
Yeah.
But like with the logos. And when Frank said the lowercase A, I noticed. On the shorts, everything was lowercase as well.
Yeah. So I started out with pants, and I was like, that's not really me. I don't really like the pants. Then I moved to like the MMA style shorts, and that's what it is now. So everything I do all myself, all by hand. The lowercase A is on there on my most recent set of the gear, the gold gear. On my earlier sets, I'll be wearing one tonight. It's white, and it's got all uppercase, but I'll learn that eventually.
Okay,
I mean,
you will.
I think it's fair.
Okay, so calling it down the middle, man. I'm a stats guy. I won't take too much of your time, man. I know you got a lot to do here. Big match coming up.
Big star.
I got to ask you, man, what do you need to do to get that W in terms of, like, planning a match specifically? Like, do you think it should be a set opponent, maybe? Are you going to resort to, like, kind of low-handed, underhanded tactics? Like, what do you need to maybe change?
I don't really know.
Because Anthony's kind of a baby face, but sometimes you get a little edgy.
Sometimes I get a little frustrated. Yeah, I think frustrated is the right word.
Understandably so.
I don't know. One day the time will come, and I'll see that opening in that match that I'm looking for, and whatever it is, if it gets Anthony a victory, I get that uppercase A. I mean, that's all I need. It's just a victory any way possible against any opponent. I'm not really looking for anyone specific, but whatever it is, it's a win. I mean, right now I'm like 0 in like 10, maybe 11 matches now. So I'm in double digits. I don't think we'll get to triple digits. I'm confident in that.
You're getting there, man. You're gonna be okay. Two more questions, Anthony. I'll let you go, man. Just want to ask you, man. You're in that locker room, Creative Pro, Wrestle Pro. You got the Pat Bucks, Dan Moffs, KMs of the world in there. Yeah. Great trainers, LSG, man. You also have a lot of incoming AEW, ROH talent coming through there. Who do you want to work with on the independents and on that national level?
Yeah, ton of talent coming through those doors of the Creative Pro New Jersey school. There's an open house coming out soon, in June, I believe, for anyone interested in that. Like I said, I'll work with anyone. Working with any of the coaches would be really cool, just because I've been with them for a year. They've taught me what I know. Just to test Anthony against any of the coaches would be cool. But yeah, there's a lot of names in that building. Even not from the school that just come in for like the shows.
Yep.
Huge names.
Yeah.
I was just with, I went out to Alaska with them. That was incredible. Just being out there for the experience. I had a match out there. It didn't go my way. It was my teammate's fault that we lost.
Sure. Okay.
It was. It really was.
I'm going to have to see this match, but okay. I got it.
Premier Streaming Network. You can watch it.
Hey, shout out Premier Streaming Network. Love them. Good stuff coming up on there. You can catch WrestlePro exclusive events right on there. Anthony, last question for me. Thank you for the time, man. I know you're very busy today, man. I like doing these in person, bro. And thank you for making the BCP your first ever podcast. I appreciate it. That means a lot to me, man.
Of course.
What are the goals moving forward, man? Long-term goals. Is it the contract? Is it to become a trainer yourself? Is it to open a school? Is it to travel the world? We've heard all the answers.
Yeah, so short term is definitely get that victory, win a match.
Well, I see GKM. He's eyeballing you over here, man.
He's jealous. He's jealous of my streak going on so far.
He's a Tri-State champion, man. We're going to talk to him.
I'll take that championship. Okay. Someone my own size.
Wait, calm down, bro. You need to get a win first, all right?
We'll get there soon enough.
All right. We'll save that clip for later, man. You calling out? Right? All right. He's sparing you for now.
Tri-State
champion. Sorry, I got it, bro. Go ahead. But who would you want to face?
Long-term girls, definitely a championship. ISPW Tri-State Championship. I'll take that, of course. Definitely travel the world. That's one of the coolest things, like traveling. Getting to go all these places, like I've been to Atlanta, Georgia, like Los Angeles, Alaska. It's just been incredible. Like,
that's awesome.
Just going all around, seeing the different people, like different names, talents, everything like that. Seeing the towns, and like everything they have to offer. It's incredible. That's definitely one of the coolest things so far that's happened in my career. Definitely down the line, a contract. That would be awesome, of course. I mean, I'm only 20 right now and less than a year under my belt, so I do have some time to go. Whether it be referee, wrestling, I'm down for anything, really. I mean, this industry just as a whole excites me. It's one of my only passions. So, I mean, anything within this industry would be awesome.
I love it, Anthony. And, guys, if you're watching right now, please book Anthony. You know, I put a lot of time and care to who I have on the show. I've been watching Anthony for well over a year, just not only wrestling, but setting up the ring, putting in the work, putting in the miles. He's also very, very good in the ring, very humble. Stay humble, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Much love, much respect. Thanks for making the time. Continued success, bro.
Of course,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thank you. Appreciate
right,
your time.
Anthony, just Anthony, lowercase. We out.